I'm Donna.
And I'm Bruce. And this is Lyrical Wisdom.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Lyrical Wisdom, where we dive into song lyrics and offer heart-based wisdom through our interpretations. If you enjoy what you're hearing, don't forget, you can catch every episode of Lyrical Wisdom on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and more.
You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Lyrical Wisdom Show. Do you have a song you'd like to hear us shed some light on? You can email us requests, questions, comments to lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. That's lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on a YouTube video. We'd really love to hear from you. And all requests get an episode and a shout out.
So join us every Tuesday and Friday as we dig deep and deliver our wisdom. And thank you for sharing, liking, and subscribing to
Lyrical Wisdom.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Donna.
How are you today?
Just another day in paradise.
Yay! I love paradise.
I do too.
You know, when you say that, all of a sudden there's just palm trees flying in my head. It's like, oh yeah, that's paradise, all right. But you know what? Right here, right now is paradise
too. It is. And I'm going to admit that my dad used to say that to my nephew.
I
kind of steal that because he actually says that in his podcast. And I just
That's right.
Yeah. He loves that phrase. My dad used to say that to him. My dad used to actually say a different phrase to me. Mm-hmm. But it just makes me see those same things. I see so many beautiful things.
And you know what? What you state will be.
Yes.
So when you wake up and you say, all right, it's another day in paradise.
Yes.
You know, I believe that then your day will be in paradise.
I do too. And it is something that I love to feel that feeling when it comes out of my mouth, because I got to admit, I'm with you.
And you know what is coming in right now is in my head. I'm like, oh, that is cool. A lot of people call heaven paradise.
Yes.
So we are... It's our opportunity now to create heaven on earth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for being here now with us on
Lyrical Wisdom
while we share beautiful, wonderful insight coming from our heart and our spirit directly to your heart and your spirit.
Yes. And don't be afraid. We are going to be... I want to say channeling, because sometimes the messages that we get, they definitely come to us.
I don't remember at the end when we say goodbye. Sometimes I'm like, what did I say?
Yeah. Yeah. And
I have to go back and listen.
I have to say thank you to my dad, because every time I say that, I feel like he's motivating and inspiring me to say that.
That's
too.
That's beautiful, Bruce. That is so beautiful, because just this morning I did the same thing. It was a red cardinal that kind of flew in my path and I had to step on my brakes, and I was like, thanks, Dad, for telling me to slow down and just enjoy life.
And be in the moment. Yes,
yes. Remember, guys, your loved ones haven't really left. Their physical bodies are no longer here on this earth.
Yeah.
But they are.
Yes, they are. They're just a...
Their energy, their spirit, their essence.
Yes.
Whatever their consciousness, whatever you wish to call that part of us that never, never fades away.
No, it never goes away. It's always there. And if you think of that, I don't want to call it a cliche, but it is a sort of way of looking at things with the two footprints that are walking along in the sand on the beach.
Yes.
And then the one disappears and somebody says, well, Lord, where did you go?
Mm-hmm. And during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. Why did you leave me?
Yeah. Well, my son or daughter, I was carrying you. Yes. And that's what we're talking about, is
yes.
no matter how you resonate with a higher power, with our good Lord, with whatever it might be, whatever you call it, they are still here with us.
Uh-huh.
They are always with us.
That will never change.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, Bruce. Changes.
Changes.
A lot of people are not comfortable with change.
They
just aren't.
Yeah.
It is something that scares them sometimes, you know, because it is something new, something you have to either stop doing and start something new, a change.
Yeah.
And people just aren't comfortable with change.
No.
They get into a routine and they want things the way they've always been.
Yeah, consistency. It's like it can be a good thing. I like consistent, clean water. But I do have to admit that it is mostly fear, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is fear-based. I believe that. And, I think I have mentioned this once before, but there's always new people listening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
And so I want to say it again. There's five things that I always say to myself as often as I can when I rise in the morning.
Yeah.
And those that came from a very wise mentor, teacher, I don't know, yogi, Buddhist, monk, I can't remember who it was that said these things. But number one, be grateful.
Yes.
I am so grateful for this new day.
Absolutely. What a beautiful thing.
Number two, I embrace impertinence.
Oh, wow.
And that is change.
Yeah.
That is change. I embrace the flow of life and the changes that take place.
And come.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And number three, I cultivate compassion and empathy for myself and others.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Number four, I walk the path of wisdom.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And number five, I am at peace with myself.
Wow.
So that's, I just thank you for letting me share that, y'all.
Oh my gosh, but it's so beautiful and so profound.
Well, because when I saw this song, Bruce, it was so loud and so clear. Remember, you embraced this.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. So if you guys haven't guessed yet, our song of the day is Changes by David Bowie. So I love this song. I can't help but hear the singing in my head right now. Changes.
Yeah.
So here we go. Changes by David Bowie. Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild. A million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I'd got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test. Changes. Turn and face the strange. Changes. Don't want to be a richer man. Changes. Turn and face the strange. Changes. Just gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't trace time. I watch the ripples change their size, but never leave the stream of warm impertinence. And so the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through. Changes. Turn and face the strange. Changes. Don't tell them to grow up and out of it. Changes. Turn and face the strange. Changes. Where's your shame? You've left us up to our necks in it. Time may change me, but you can't trace time. Strange fascination, fascinating me. Aha, changes are taking the pace I'm going through. Changes, turn and face the strange. Changes, oh look out, you rock and rollers. Changes, turn and face the strange. Changes. Pretty soon now, you're gonna get older. Time may change me, but I can't trace time.
Wow. Wow. I've never heard that song that way. I've heard this song so many times in my life, but
right?
I've never heard it that way. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised that I didn't even know what some of these lyrics were, because I've heard it so many times. It's like my mind made up certain words that now that I'm looking at it and we're reading it.
I mean, the word impertinence
yeah.
is in there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, wow, this is just, yeah, David Bowie. Thank you.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah. And you know what? The time is right.
Yes, it is.
Right now for
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Here today.
It is the right
changes.
Time.
Changes.
Changes, yeah.
There are so many changes taking place.
There are.
And the more we embrace them and not push against them
yeah.
and find our own truth within,
yeah. Yeah.
then the new can come.
The new can come.
The
and
new
it can
come.
It can become... You know, I think of it almost like a river.
And that's in there, too.
It is, and that's so funny because
yeah.
that's the thing, is a river is always basically washing itself anew.
Mm.
You know, the water that was in the river is not going to be the same water a second after you maybe swim in it or see it. Or, you know, as you're riding along that river, kind of like Mark Twain down the Mississippi,
yeah.
you know, you're really not staying in the same place.
Well, and that's what's so beautiful, because that is what life is.
Yes.
Energy.
Yeah.
Flows. Constantly.
Yes.
It never starts or stops.
It never starts
it
or
is,
stops. Yes.
It's just flowing, and that's what we are.
And energy never dies.
Yes.
It just transmutes itself. It just moves on to another place.
It changes.
It changes. yeah. What a beautiful
Still
thing.
Don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets. And every time I thought I'd got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet.
This is a great beginning paragraph, I'm going to say, or mm-hmm. whatever it might be, a stanza. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that this is a little bit of a... like a remembering.
Yes, and for me, it's like a nod or
yes.
a note or whatever
yeah.
to the grass is always greener on the other
yes.
side.
Yes,
and then you get there and you're like, well, it's not green
the
anymore.
Taste is not so sweet. Yeah, the taste was not so sweet.
Right.
And that's the thing, is I think that this is that kind of moment where in order to kind of bring us all with David Bowie in this song, we need this kind of moment. It's a little bit like a foreshadowing, you know, to just kind of say, okay, you know, we all know that we really didn't know what we were waiting for. And
how many dead-end streets,
yeah.
you know, have you been down?
Or how much time has been running wild in anybody's life,
mm-hmm.
really, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And every time all of us maybe, you know, I don't know how we all feel, but
You thought you were there. You had it made.
Yeah.
Life was going smooth and easy. And then all of a sudden, here comes a bump in the road.
Yeah. And now the taste is not so sweet. Yeah. And the best line is how he leads us into, "So I turned myself to face me."
Yeah. Yeah. How many, like, artists in this genre would actually be so profound in a statement?
That is so profound.
I mean,
profound,
that
yeah.
is, go within, folks.
Yes.
You know, turn around and look at yourself.
Yes.
Go within you. What is it that you are searching for? Why have you been running wild? Why, you know, why did you go down a million dead-end streets?
Yeah.
What were you looking for?
Yeah.
Turn and face yourself.
Yeah. And it's funny because then he also says, "But I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker."
I love
that.
Because in that moment of going within, mm-hmm. he was able to see that he was just faking it.
Yeah.
In other words, he was just going through life thinking he had it made.
Yeah.
You know, look at me. I'm a, you know, rock and roller,
yep.
you know, and it was like, all of a sudden I'm like, I really don't know how these other people see me.
Yeah.
Because what I have been showing them is fake.
Yeah. Yeah. And the, you know, it's, I'm much too fast to take that test, which I feel like that is saying, you know, here I am being faced with looking at myself. I turned myself to face me, and he's much too fast to take that test because there's a little bit of an admittance or an admitting of denial.
Yes, I was going to say, you know, then again, he is also stating that he's too fast to be able to really see him as the faker.
Yeah.
In other words, he doesn't want to look at that.
Right.
He's too fast. He just wants to keep going.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep, you know,
I'm going to ignore
playing
it.
My music.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I want to keep moving.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to be wild.
Yeah.
I want to go down a million streets, you know, because of what I believe is fear.
Yes.
He doesn't want to take the moment to just slow down and sit and really look at how others view him.
Yeah.
Because in that, he might see all of the shadows and the hurts.
Yes.
And the traumas that are stuffed down from, you know, who knows where.
Exactly. And
it could be an infant. It could
yeah,
be, you know,
yeah.
it's like, yeah, that is so... so beautiful that he admits that, you know what? I took the time
mm-hmm.
to sit with myself
yeah.
and to look at myself, but I can't see. I've never caught a glimpse of how the others see the faker.
Yeah.
So he knew in that moment that he was not being real,
yeah.
but was afraid to look at what is real
yes,
within
yes.
him, the pain, the trauma, the, you know, whatever it is that
yeah.
is darkness or shadow that we call within.
Yeah, and he's much too fast
right.
to get away to take mm-hmm. that test.
So what does he say?
Changes.
Changes.
Yeah.
Time to turn and face the
strange.
Strange.
Yeah.
Changes. Don't want to be a richer man. So in other words, I don't want to keep doing this. I don't
right.
want to keep being wild and being too fast in life. I want to slow down
yeah.
and smell the roses,
yeah, yeah.
so to speak. I want to slow down and feel the joy
yeah.
within me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I'm
no, that's
this.
Yeah, because don't want to be a richer man. It, yeah, it, you mm-hmm. you know, I want to be the thing that I'm basically too fast to take that test for, you know,
yeah,
because right
exactly.
now it's just too difficult to face that. And that is truly what a lot of people are. It sounds almost a little egotistical to say, but I will say that I think that's a very tremendous fear in a lot of us to turn inside and have to look at us for who we really are.
Right, right. And he, in this song, I believe, is saying changes. It's time to stop doing that.
Yeah, turn and face the strange.
Turn and face the strange. Look within. See what it is that has discord within you.
Yeah.
What is bringing you that anxiety? What is bringing you that fear? What is bringing you that doubt? That,
yes.
You know, whatever it is that keeps bubbling up inside of you. Changes. It's time to change and turn and face
the strange. And I love that line here, changes, just gonna have to be a different man.
Right. Time may change me. In other words, the physicality of me, the man, will change with time. All of us will.
Yes.
I mean, we call it the aging process or whatever, but it's also just going through life. All that we are presented with in our environment does change us.
Yes, it does.
Depending upon how we interact with
how we respond to it.
Right, right. Are we reactive?
Yeah.
You know, exploding in anger when something, you know, happens outside of us.
Yeah.
Or do we slow down and change and become a different person and sit for a minute and say, why am I feeling anger? You know, so this is my anger. It's coming out of me. I know what you said, did, what I saw, what, you know, sparked or triggered this anger within me.
Yeah.
But that's not anger out there.
No.
It's in me.
Right.
So what am I, you know, why am I angry?
Yeah.
So I can't trace time. In other words, in this moment, I feel he's looking for that. What is it in me that's making me feel angry?
Yeah.
I can't trace that time back to really, really look deep enough to see.
Absolutely.
And so for me, I have found that it's really not that necessary.
No.
Just in that moment of discovering that the anger is within you and not coming from outside of you, in that moment of awareness, changes will happen.
Yeah.
And I believe this is what he is saying, is you don't have to do that, folks. You don't have to really sit and try to figure out where did that wound come from?
Right.
What is the root cause of that?
Mm-hmm.
It's just time to turn and face the strange.
Yes.
That change.
Yeah. Once you actually face it, you may find out where it came from. You may not. But the fact of the matter is that is motivating and inspiring the change.
Right.
Because just as we love to quote Dr. Wayne Dyer and say, the way we look at things, if we change the way that we look at things, the things that we look at will change.
Right.
And in that quote, is changes.
Yes. Yeah, because think about it. If say you're having an argument with someone. It doesn't have to be your spouse. It can be someone at work. It can be your best friend, you know?
Yeah,
but you're having this argument and it's getting heated and you're getting angry.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment, if you change the way you look at it, like this person is making me angry, and go, oh, I'm feeling anger. Where is this anger coming from? Then in that moment, everything subsides.
Yeah.
Because A, you're not speaking to cause the other person to keep egging you on.
Yeah.
And B, you're taking a moment to turn and face yourself.
Yeah.
To face that strange.
Yeah.
Acknowledge that feeling within you.
Yes.
And then you're going to have to be a different person. In that moment, the realization of, I am getting angry.
Yeah.
And just that acknowledgement can allow that anger to just dissipate.
Completely.
And that is how, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Yeah.
The anger is not being presented to me from the other person.
Yeah.
It's coming from me.
Because
does
somebody...
Well, I can stop this anger.
Yes. Because how could something else outside of you create... We always think that something outside of us is creating the emotion within us. But that's impossible. Physically, think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
It just can't be like
right.
that. We have to create the emotion inside of ourselves. There is no
yes.
other way that it gets created.
Yes, yes. I watch the ripples change their size, but never leave the stream of warm impertinence. And so the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same.
I love that. The ripples, I feel like I'm watching a pebble drop into a pool of still water, and how the ripples get larger as they emanate outward from
and
where
then
that...
they get softer. They do
yes.
get smaller
yeah.
the further they go out.
Yeah.
The closer to the source, they're bigger, more
yeah.
prominent.
Yes.
And standing there watching, I mean, this is a beautiful exercise for anybody. throw a pebble in a stream and just watch the ripples. And you will see just how you and your energy works. Because what you are sending out, whether it's anger, frustration, anxiety, or joy, peace, happiness, it ripples far away from
us.
You.
Yeah. it's an emanation.
Yes,
yeah.
and it never leaves the stream of warm impertinence. So that was what you were saying earlier,
yeah,
Bruce.
Yeah.
That was so beautiful. The stream never stops flowing.
Yeah.
It constantly moves.
It does, and it's constantly in change.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's a product of nature. It's organic. It is something that most of nature, all living things, accept and acknowledge that change is a part of their existence.
Right, right.
I think
and
humans are the only
ones. And if you can see that in yourself.
Yeah.
Because I love the way he says, so the days float through
yes.
my eyes. In other words, it's like taking a moment to just watch the ripples you've created in your life.
Yes.
And just allow them to float through you.
Yeah, yeah. So that they just, they float through, they come through in a warm, gradual, and smooth, and just undisturbing way.
But some days still seem
the same.
The same.
That's true for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us look at our past and think, if you look at one day, they all seem like they're the same?
Mm-hmm. I mean, most people, and if you think about it, it kind of is. I mean,
yeah.
what do? All of us on this earth, we wake up in the morning, we do whatever it is that we do during the day, and then we go to bed at night
yeah.
and we sleep.
Yeah.
And then we get up the next day, we do the same thing, whatever it is we do in life.
Rinse and repeat.
Yes, yeah. So that's what he's saying. He said, but the days still seem the same.
Yes.
You know, it's like, what is changing?
Yeah. It's...
Because then he goes in to really, really begin to state what he sees
yes.
or his way. These children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
I love that line because I think that that is a part of, you know, the growth and the changes that happen with every generation.
Yes.
Because while we are experiencing these experiences, then our children come along and they have been given these experiences from us to them, and they
mm-hmm.
are evolving. And so they're understanding that this is, you know, this is a world that they are seeing totally differently than we do.
And I think a lot of us don't realize that.
Yes.
And because what he says, they're immune to our consultations.
Yes, yes.
So here we are as parents trying to mold them into what we know as our life and how we were brought up and
yes.
molded.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're aware of what they're going through.
Yeah, they are quite aware. Yeah,
yeah.
And that's true. They can see things for what they are. And that is a very profound moment here, because that's what the phrase, I think, or I want to call it a quote, is that some people say that youth is wasted on the young.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. Come on.
What
know?
Is it? Well, the famous words of Jesus, we must become like children.
Yes. Yes, that's
because
the fountain of youth.
That is, yes, when you are childlike, that is where the wonder and the allowance
yes.
of this change
yeah.
comes from.
Yeah.
Because the world is brand new.
Yeah.
And everything you do is just magic, because you don't have any preconceived notions about how it should be
yeah.
until
yeah.
they receive it from their parents.
That, yeah, until it's programmed.
Yes,
yeah.
yes,
yeah.
yes. So this is a beautiful way that he is saying, you know, we spit upon the children. In other words, we don't allow them to be their authentic selves
yeah, yeah.
and to be in wonder
yeah.
and allow them to change their world.
That's,
because
yeah.
that's what they're doing. They're
yeah.
here to change their world. We're, you know, because of our physicality,
yeah.
we're not going to be here
no, yeah.
throughout their whole world.
Right, right.
This,
yeah.
you know, we create our reality.
Yes.
We have our world we're in our children's world will be totally different.
Yes.
Think about your parents' world. How different was it?
Was that,
I
yeah.
mean, I'm like, wow.
That's
how did
amazing.
They get along without a cell phone?
yeah. No, that's
you know,
true.
It's
that's
just,
true.
The changes are going to happen.
They are going to happen.
No matter what.
They are.
So changes, turn and face the strange. Changes, don't tell them to grow up and out of it.
Yeah.
Changes, turn and face the strange. Changes, where's your shame? You've left us up to your necks in it. Time may change me, but you can't trace time.
Wow. Yeah.
So but he's saying, you know, he's saying, look, most parents do that, especially when children have their imaginary playmates,
yeah.
which I now know. Now, when I grew up, I didn't know this, Bruce. I did not. Growing up in the Church of Christ,
mm-hmm.
we never talked about ascended masters or guides or spirits or anything like that.
Yeah.
And children are so aware of what is around them. They can see these ascended masters and guides and people that are people, energies that are here for us.
Yeah.
All the time.
They can
they're
see
around
it, yeah.
us. They're with us. They're in us. They're part of us.
Yeah.
And they know this.
Absolutely.
Because they are so authentic in their innocence.
They truly are. And it's hard
and we
to,
are like, yeah. no, you know, that's just your imagination.
Right, right.
So, and we do. We, what does it say here about, we tell them to grow up. Just grow up.
Yeah.
Get out of it. You
yeah.
know, you're too old to have an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
You know, and we tell them to stop having an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
You know, where's the shame? Where's your shame? You've left us up to our necks in it. In other words, I know I was a part of this,
yeah.
you know, doing.
Yes.
And making it up to your necks in it.
Right, right. Yeah.
Because that was part of, you know, life at the time.
Yeah.
And now things are changing.
They
and we
definitely
have
are.
An opportunity to clear this.
Yes, we do.
To allow the children the freedom to be able to speak to their imaginary friends.
Yes, yeah.
And you know, people that, playmates and all that they sit with that we can't see.
Yeah.
Some of us do see them now. A lot of us are beginning to see them now. So, you know, we're clearing this. And that's what's beautiful. Change
yeah.
is happening on this world.
It is. And
right
it's going
now.
To come whether we want it to or not. There are going to be new lives that are going to be born into this world every single day. And they are going to see things differently.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
that
yeah.
is not something that we can stop.
Right. Right. And which takes us right into the next line.
Yeah.
Because this new world, these changes that are happening, strange, fascinating me.
Yeah.
Ah. Changes are taking the pace I'm going through.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful. What I love about that is that the changes that are taking the pace I'm going through, it's kind of a little bit of a way of saying, I'm going to be riding this wave.
Yes, going you know? With the flow.
Yeah, because I can't fight it.
Right, I can't, you know, paddle against the current
yes.
anymore.
Yeah.
Yes. Changes. Turn and face the strange. Changes. Oh, look out, you rock and rollers. Changes.
You mentioned that earlier.
Turn and face the strange. Changes. Pretty soon now, you're gonna get older. Time may change me, but I can't trace time.
And I love that line because a lot of us kind of forget. We think of insects and animals as having these shorter lives. Mm-hmm. But think about this for a minute. We have our lifespan, our life cycle is a certain amount of time. A mosquito or a fly or a dog or a cat, they definitely don't, quote unquote, live as long as we do. But what is their sense of that time? For them, that's an entire lifetime. Mm-hmm. Which means that if their life seems so short to us, they're living at a different rate of time. They're living in a different time. Their time is moving faster than ours, but it doesn't feel like that to them. We all can't trace time because we really have no idea how long that insect that lives, some of us see insects, what insect lives for like a day?
Oh,
or
that's
there,
right.
There are some that
I think
live,
it's a firefly, Bruce.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
And butterflies, even butterflies don't live very long.
No, they don't. But yeah. that length of time for them is an entire lifetime. Mm. So that is equal to the amount of time that we're living. Just think about that for a minute. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that their life is shorter. That right. means that they are living in a completely different time. And we are in a different, it's two different times.
And the most beautiful thing is I believe that we now understand time as not being linear.
Yes.
And that is where the trap is, I believe.
Yes.
Of trying to trace
time. Thank you. Yeah.
And you can't trace
yeah.
time.
No.
Because it's not linear.
It's not linear.
It is a spiral that is constantly moving.
It's constantly evolving. And,
yes.
and it's amazing to think about that. Think about the trees. Think about the animals the trees that live for so long, or the things that have their lifespan that seem so long to us. And then the things that have their lifespan that seem so short. For those things, they feel and sense that their time is just like ours.
Yeah.
That is, it's fascinating. So how could we possibly trace time? How could we possibly see that they aren't living the same amount of time that we are?
Through changes, Bruce.
Yes. Yes.
By just flowing, going with the flow.
Yes.
And allowing life to unfold, you know, with you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to get older. These physical bodies are going to age. And time doesn't matter.
No. Time may change me, mm-hmm. but we can't
trace
time.
Thank you guys so much for being here and sharing this moment of time with us here on Lyrical Wisdom.